Hello and welcome to Illy's Coffee Talks. Season 3 is going to be about all my favorite topics, including slow living, inner work, entrepreneurship, creativity, spirituality, slow traveling, and health. I am Ophélie Cabanero, your host. Enjoy the episode. Good morning, Moritz.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on to Illy's Coffee Talks to talk about online marketing and website building for coaches today. You've been building websites for 7 years, and since a year you specialized on online marketing and websites for coaches more specifically. Would you like to add something to that?
No, sounds good. When we started out building websites with my two colleagues, Leonard and Joscha, we built websites for different kinds of companies, small companies, sometimes single persons with their business, but also bigger companies with 100 or 200 employees. Mm-hmm. And the focus was always on building high quality websites for them, really individual. And that's where we gained most of our experience and came to the conclusion later on that we wanted to spend our expertise for one specific group of people. Mm-hmm. And we had some good experiences with coaches and mm-hmm. Worked together with two or three of them just by chance, and it worked out really well and was nice to work with them on a human level. And their topics were really interesting to me specifically, and this was one of the reasons why we chose to work for coaches, because we thought, hey, if we choose one specific niche, then we are able to gather much more of experience mm-hmm. for this target group. And this will really pay out in doing better and better work project by project, because with these other websites, big websites for corporates, there were so many new things in every project, and this kept it interesting, but I'm still thinking we will be much better in the end with our results if we focus on one thing, and this is marketing strategy and the website for coaches. Now we've been going into this since like 1 year ago. I'm doing lots of LinkedIn content mm-hmm. to get into the target group. I'm speaking with lots of coaches to find out more what their struggles are, their problems with online marketing and websites in particular. And so we've already helped a few coaches, but are still looking how to define an attractive offer mm-hmm. for the coaches. Not all of them need the whole website to be redone. Some of them only need some advice regarding marketing strategy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have different offers there.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions that came up was, do you find it more interesting to work with coaches rather than big corporations because of this? Yeah, I think you said it, human interaction. Is it more personal then and more interesting?
Yeah, usually coaches are really passionate about their business, about what they're doing. And this is something that comes through in the mm-hmm. in the finished website, I think, as well, because what we're trying to do is to represent them as authentic as possible with professional, sympathetic photographs of them. And also in the copywriting and the design. I don't know like what the difference really is to bigger corporates, but yeah, it's been working really well on a personal level and is something that yeah makes me proud and happy to help coaches, to help other people, help more people, so to say, because yeah, I think there are lots of people with really good
Intentions.
experience and good intentions, and they have really helpful abilities to bring people forward, and why not help them help more people? Something really satisfying for me.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. And I think a lot of coaches will be listening to this episode, so it's perfect. And myself included, of course. So let's maybe I can start sharing about what I find hard when building a business as a coach. Actually, everything. Everything is so hard. But maybe I think the hardest is to find a niche and mark really position yourself as I think we were talking about that when we met last time. How to talk about yourself. What is it that you have to offer? Because there are many things you can offer. There's not just one thing. You know how there's this sentence, and I think I told you I hate that sentence. Like, I help X with Y by doing Z or whatever.
Without pro problem,
Yeah. It's so, for me, it's so, it puts me in a box that's too small, you know, like, it's like, oh my God, I can't have that sentence. So maybe you will tell us today, yes, you have to have that sentence because it tells your customer what it is you're doing and it makes it with your purpose and all these things. So yeah, what do you have to say about this point?
Well, to start with, I would like to say that of course it helps to have clarity about the group of people you want to help, that you want to target with your offer. And so yeah, the positioning for your whole business should be clear, or at least if you aren't so sure about it, you should just decide for something to start with, because it makes the marketing so much easier if you target a specific group of people, if you know what your offer is. And in the end, of course, you can always have more offers than this, and you can offer more than what you are writing onto your website in the first place. But yeah, for marketing and for clarity, it's much easier if you decide for something specific. On the website, it's important also to make clear, yeah, in the first impression with a clear headline, like who you are working with, or and what you're offering. If this isn't clear, or the benefits aren't clear, then yeah, people easily click away from your website and go somewhere else. So this clarity is very important for the success of your website, I would say.
And also, I guess, so that people keep looking at the website, but also, does it have an impact? Does the headline have an impact in the search engine, you know, when you do a research on Google?
Well, of course, the first headline is important, because it also tells Google, hey, this is what it's about, the whole website. But yeah, well, in the end, you're able to have lots of text on your website with several subpages and so forth, and you can really focus them to certain topics or keywords, so that they come up in Google for these search phrases. But yeah, I think if you think about your website, the homepage as a landing page, so to say, keep the user in focus and try to really be appealing to the user in the first place. Also, maybe some more words about the positioning. If you choose one specific niche and target group and certain offer, it's you can't lose anything because you are always able to change it a little bit. You get to make your own experiences. You might see, hey, I might change the target group a little bit because I found out this way it works better, or I can even help other people as I thought in the first place. So this is something that is never done, that is never finished, really. It's a constant process. And this is also, of course, what makes it a little exhausting, least for me in my experience, because I'm still having the feeling after years and years of thinking about our positioning as a company, but it never feels really done. I mean, it starts working and it's been received well, but still it never feels perfect and you're constantly iterating and trying to improve.
Yeah, and I guess you... So thanks for sharing that, because I think it's important, because... we think now often I guess now I found it, and then a few months later I want to change everything again. And to not feel bad about that, I think it's important.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it is imperfect, and you just need to accept that and be able to cope with it and say, hey, it doesn't need to be perfect. I'm trying to put clarity into it, and I'm doing it as well as I can, but it's gonna change anyway. So
yeah, because we change also, so it's normal then that the company or our offers change as well.
Yeah, your business evolves with the experience you make.
I think it's, we don't talk about that enough in this in this entrepreneurial or coaching world. We see it happen in others. Oh, they changed their offer. Okay. But I think it's still because the way maybe society works or worked until now, it's been very linear, very, or like our parents maybe worked for the same company for years and they've done the same tasks for years. And then we try to do something on our own, and then, oh, wow, it's okay. It's changing all the time. And it's, I find it hard to accept sometimes.
Yeah, and I think really important is also to not just put your offer out there and be egoistic about it and think, hey, this is what I want to offer. It's going to help the world, and I'm going to sell it no matter what. But rather listen to your customers, really, and trying to figure out what's that is helping them the most, and what are their concerns, or what are their problems with their day-to-day work, or things that you are able to help with. The better you listen to your customer, or do some interviews from time to time, maybe, to really dig deeper and find out more about them, the better you will be able to make a better offer to them.
Yeah, it's true. Probably don't do that enough. I know what you need. Nope.
Yeah, it's always much easier to come up with something and think, hey, this is it, but really listening to the customer and building something according to their needs is much harder, at least for me.
Yeah. And then I guess I can also talk about the, so once, or let's do it step by step, maybe. Once you are clear, maybe that's gonna, maybe we can also say that that's gonna take a while, and maybe you know, if people think in a week you know what kind of client you want, and maybe it's not real, maybe it will happen and maybe not also, and that's okay too. or is
Yeah,
it?
sure. And I mean, if you are clear about it, and I mean, you it doesn't have to be proven or something. You can just put out a
Try.
hypothesis and try it, and put a statement onto your website, like whom you want to help and with what, how, and yeah, then just go with it and yeah, gather feedback and see how it works. But yeah, I think building a website in the first place requires some clarity, because without the clarity, it won't help much. Of course, it's already nice to put something out there with your name and a photo of yourself and your contact data and so on. So the bare minimum as a business card, so to say. But if you really want to gain clients with your website, then it needs more clarity, and you should be really able to clearly address what the problems of your clients are, so that they can identify and see, hey, Ophelise, she knows like what she's talking about. She's addressing my problems, and I can feel understood by her. Yeah, and then talk about the solutions that you can supply or that you are working with, and tell people about the transformation that they can expect, like people, how they feel or where they are after they've worked together with you. This is also something really powerful. It's called future pacing. And if you tell people how they feel or how they are after
After.
they've worked with you, yeah, in the future, this is something that people can really identify with. And especially if you're then adding some good client testimonials, even better if you have them in video format, and people tell something about like where they stood in the beginning, what they started out with, where they wanted to go, what they wished for, and how they in the end worked together with you, and what the results were and how they feel now, can be really convincing.
So clarity is key, and then try something out, and so that's for the website, basically. Really what you have on your landing page, the clear message. Is there anything to add to this part, or can we go towards other
Yes.
kind of marketing?
Yeah, I think I should try to add some more clarity of like when is the right time to build a website, really? Because in the beginning, you don't really need it, to be honest. You can just start out and put up a LinkedIn profile or Instagram, for example, and write something on there that you want to help with and the people you want to address, just a clear statement of your offer. This is already something then that you can start out with and gather feedback on, because the most important thing in the beginning is to gather feedback from the market, from your target group, and see whether it really catches on what you are trying to offer. Because yeah, if it's not, then you need to iterate and gather more feedback from your potential customers. Yeah, then I would just recommend to iterate and see that you come to something where you are able to sell something two or three times to a customer manually, by getting in touch with them, by getting into conversation and finding out what it is that they really need and want and what helps them. If you're not able to sell something to begin with, then it's not worth it to invest into a website, I would say. So a website only makes sense as soon as you know you have a valid offer that really helps people. Of course, it doesn't need to be perfect yet, but as soon as you are able to manually or to directly sell something to people, then it makes sense to build a website. But in the beginning, of course, you can also use some of the site builders as Squarespace or Wix or others, so you can keep it simple and quickly put something together yourself. And only as soon as you're really clear with your positioning And maybe you've already got some good client testimonials as well, and you're at the point where you want to professionalize and really invest into the big business to grow. Then I think it makes sense to invest into a professional website, which is done really well and represents you really well. One important ingredient for that are the professional photos, I would say. So this is also something that makes a lot of sense for you at this stage.
Even videos, maybe.
Yeah, videos in addition are even more personal. People get to know yourself better and get a better feeling, gain more trust in you. I think it's really powerful if you are able to add that. But yeah, as a minimum requirement, you should have professional photos of yourself also in different work contexts, for example, in conversation with your client. It's even better if you have a couple of nice photos, not only one portrait photo. That's the bare minimum. There's really lots of opportunities as soon as you are able to invest into the website. I think it's something, the website, that can multiply your marketing efforts that you are doing, no matter on what platform or what channel. Even if people hear about you mouth to mouth, they usually want to get a second impression. And what they're usually doing is they put
That's
your name
true.
into Google and find your website, maybe, or find your social profiles. But the website is something that you have completely into your in your own control, and you decide how you present yourself to the people. Different than on social platforms where people get distracted by other people's profiles or even ads. Your own website is something that's completely in your own control, and where you are able to guide people through the different sections, or guide them through your offer and convince them. This is something that, something that helps all your other marketing efforts. It's nothing, of course, that works on its own. I mean, having a website itself doesn't guarantee you any success because people need to find it. You need to make them aware of it in the first place. Yeah, maybe this is also one other important topic that we could talk about, is getting visible. I mean,
Yeah, sure.
not only online, it's no matter where, really. There's so many different things to try out to get visibility. You can even offer seminars offline, or you can put content onto your social media profiles regularly. You can comment at other people's posts and interact with people, but you just need to get seen with what you offer, what's your expertise, and what you stand for. And if people don't see yourself, if you don't put yourself out there, nobody's gonna come to your website.
Did you hear coaches or did you experience it yourself maybe at the beginning that they say that they have troubles doing that?
Yes, it's really common, I think. Coaches usually focus so much onto kind of removing themselves out of the equation, I would say, because they try to really only focus onto their client, try to ask good questions and get the solution out of the client, so to say. And usually in coaching, coaches don't want to tell the client what to do, and don't want to give advice, really. This is something where they struggle with in the end.
Talk about
Yeah,
themselves.
to talk about themselves, to make themselves important, so to say, to show themselves and say, "Hey, here I am. I'm offering this and that, and I'm good. I'm really experienced with these and these topics." So yeah, many coaches really struggle with presenting themselves. Some even fear putting too many photos of themselves onto the website might be strange. And
Do you have something to tell them about this specific topic?
well, you don't need to hide. You don't need to fear anything. You really can't lose anything. you're always expecting your clients to be open about everything, to talk about really intimate
Themselves, yeah.
topics, to talk about themselves. So I think you should open yourself as well and put up the same standards for yourself as for your clients. And this also means revealing something of yourself and becoming visible.
Yeah, I agree. And yet, I mean, now it starts to be okay. But it's still, I think, I hate that question. What do you do? Never really knew what to answer, you know, ever. Something about all of what we talked about and other things. Yeah. So, and this is only by p with visibility now, and maybe we're gonna, I mean, maybe it's all linked, but basically all the content then that you write is visibility. It all comes
Yes, it
down to
is. And I mean, on your website, you show yourself, and people, if they come to your website, of course, they want to see you. They want to see who they're going to work with
yeah.
and who it is they are getting in touch with. This is a small step, I think. A bigger step is probably to become visible on social media, like on LinkedIn, and really post pictures of yourselves and maybe give a little insight about who you are and what you think about and topics that are interesting to you. This is a little harder to put yourselves out there and post personal pictures of yourself. But in the end, people really start to get to know you better. They get a feeling of intimacy, of knowing you as soon as they are really getting into a conversation with you. They already have a little trust because they've heard and seen so much of yourself. Even better if you're posting videos, because this is something that people really feel they are able to get to know you. Yeah, in the end, if you are writing shitty posts on LinkedIn, for example, people tend to forget about it anyways in the course of 1 week or something. And posts that aren't really good don't get much attention on these platforms. So basically, there's nothing to fear about putting out content that isn't perfect or putting out a photo that isn't perfect or anything. Most of it will get forgotten anyways. So yeah, really only the good things that you put out there get a lot of attention. There's nothing to lose really, and as soon as you are just getting started with it and putting out photos of yourself, putting out content and issuing your own opinion also maybe on some controversial topics or questions, yeah, you start to get more and more of good feedback, and it'll feel easier for you to do more of it. At least that's how it felt for me when I got started. In the beginning, it was hard, but it got easier and easier the more I did of it.
Yeah, can you say a little bit how it was for you at the beginning, or if it was hard, or what did you feel? How did you feel?
Well, in the beginning, in the first place, I didn't really know so much what to talk about, and I thought, ah, what do I have to say? What are the experiences that I can offer? But this is also a misconception, I would say, because you don't have to be like an expert amongst other experts, so to say. You only need to know more than the people you want to target. And if somebody isn't into web design, for example, they can learn so much from you about how to improve their websites, even if you aren't like as experienced yourselves and don't have like I don't know 20 years of experience in your field or something. There's always these people that are at an earlier stage than you are in terms of experience, and you always got valuable things to say, and people can learn from you. So this is something that got clear for me, and I think this is something that many coaches fear about when putting themselves out there. Oh, there might be a critique from others, others from your field, and so on. But usually, people are thankful for what you put out there, and others don't care about it that much. So it's important that you add something valuable for your target audience, but it doesn't need to be like the best amongst like all other experts or something.
Yeah. And so you just told yourself, or you just figured that out one day. You thought, hey, actually, it's okay. And half of the people won't care and half will find it valuable, or some kind of ratio like that. And you just did it.
Yeah, one important thing that I learned is also, I think it's a vote by Gary Vaynerchuk, is like, don't create, document. You don't need to be creative about what you write or what you post. You can just start with documenting your work and telling something from your client projects or questions that somebody asked you that you have an answer on, or just these kind of things. And you don't always need to come up with something new or something really well prepared. It's also really interesting for people to get a glimpse of your daily work and what you think about and the problems you face and how you solve them, much more than coming up with
the
content
best
on your
content.
own, or something that is really about knowledge or something. Much of it is also just giving an insight into your work life.
Yeah, because in the end, we like, I always say social media is a little bit like reality TV, you know. We
Yes.
like to see what the others are doing, and me too, of course. So when we can create this kind of connection, super eye to eye, yeah, I guess that's what people resonate with the most.
Yeah, and as soon as you start putting content out there, you also get a feel for what works well, what people really like what type of content gets much attention, and then it comes easier to you to do more of it. To put humor into it is really important. Don't take yourself too serious. Just try things out and have fun.
I think that's important. And if people don't like it, they also don't have to do it, right? You need to like it.
Exactly. And you want to attract people that that are similar to you, that have a similar sense of humor, maybe, that are fun to work with in the end. And people who don't like you or don't like what you put out there, these are not the ones you want to work with. So in the end, everything you put out there helps you filter out the right people that you want to get in touch with.
Yeah, that's a nice reminder as well. So that's for more social media, the social media side. Maybe I can share my struggle. Yeah, I think it's the question I asked you. It's how was it hard at the beginning? And for me, I think it's still, depending on what kind of content I post, I might still hesitate, you know, if I, especially video. Video is the hardest.
Yeah.
Once I waited 5 days, I made the videos for stories, not even that we're going to stay forever, you know. And I waited 5 days until I posted them to, and it was talking about my offer, about the coaching. I can post about camping videos as much as I want.
Yeah.
I don't care. Toilets, whatever. But talking about my coaching offer, yeah, it's harder.
Yeah, but also here, I think it's important to keep in mind, it doesn't need to be perfect in the beginning. I remember when I started out filming videos of myself, I was like so tense in the beginning in front of the camera. And I put out a video where I cut so many times in between sentences and so forth. And it was really, really strange in the beginning, really unnatural. But this really improved from time to time, and the more I did of it, the more relaxed I got in front of the camera, and now it's much easier for me to to also be eloquent and say things well in front of the camera. The most important thing is, I think, to have a clear concept in mind of what you want to say, what you want to express, And then you'll also find the words of it. And I mean, if you don't, you don't need to do live video. If you say a sentence and you mess it up, you can say it again and take as many times as you need until you get it that way as you want to put it. Then in the end, you cut out all of the fails.
And do you write a text beforehand, or you just have just an
Sometimes
idea?
I write down some bullet points. This is what I mostly do, but I never write out full sentences. Sometimes, of course, I recognize, hey, this doesn't really get across well. I need to phrase it differently, and then I just say it again in another way. But I try to not script everything in the beginning because then it also doesn't come across naturally, I think.
And takes
Yeah,
more
it
time.
just takes some practice, and you get used to it, and you also find out what works well and what takes less effort in editing it afterwards. I think, yeah, the better you prepare up front, of course, the less you need to edit, because yeah, editing takes lots of time in my experience, so you rather put in the effort to better prepare the videos and really be clear about what
Message or
the
idea.
main message of your video is supposed to be. Yeah, then it's fine. And of course, also in the beginning, you don't need to produce very long videos. It's also nice to have shorter videos, and it might also be just a very small advice that you give, or something that you learned or recognized in a client project, or something might already be valuable to someone. So don't put up your standards too high. Just get started and improve while you do it. Don't try to be perfect in the beginning. You get better by practice.
And so that's what the one of your main focus right now, videos on LinkedIn.
I've done more and more videos on LinkedIn as well, besides just plain text posts or posts with an image or a slideshow. So I try to mix it up. Also recently, I tried out TikTok for 1 week. I put out 8 shorter videos, and what I found interesting is that they gained more traction than I initially expected. What I find enticing is like this short format that you really try to make a video that is maybe 20 to 40 seconds, or 1 minute max, and you really need to be clear about your message and get it to the point. And this is something that I found interesting as a challenge for myself. I'm probably not going to spend lots of time, and will not continue to regularly put out content on TikTok, but what I took from it is that I'm just trying to be more clear and get to the point quickly with the videos that I'm posting on LinkedIn and elsewhere.
And why not on TikTok?
Well, if I'm gonna produce videos that are a fit for the platform, that are short and to the point, I'm going to post them on TikTok as well. But I don't have that much conviction yet that my target group is really there. Of course, there are coaches on TikTok, I'm really sure, and more people also, like from older age groups, get onto TikTok, I have the feeling. So there's really a rush, and it's growing quickly, I have the impression. Of course, you are going to reach your target audience there at some point. It's never bad to build up an audience there, lots of followers. But yeah, it's not something I want to put too much time on, because my target audience I can easily reach on LinkedIn.
So it's
I
more
can.
about the target audience and less about the platform in itself or the time you might spend on there or
Well, my focus is on LinkedIn right now, so we are investing lots of time there, and so I don't have much time left over. In the end, so if I'm able to do both and put out videos on LinkedIn and on TikTok, I'm happily gonna do that. But I don't have much time to invest in addition to that onto another platform, and I don't want to spread myself too thin. I rather focus on one platform at the time and try to do it as good as I can. Yeah, if I see it catches on TikTok maybe, or yeah, we hire more people that help me with content, then I might also go into other platforms like TikTok, but not right now.
Yeah. And also maybe that could be, I don't know, you're the expert, but a message for those listening that choose your platform, choose maybe one to start and focus on this one.
Yeah, really think about like where you can find your target audience, where they usually gather and on what platforms they use. Of course, on Instagram, for example, there are lots of women, lots of mothers, for example, or people who use the platform in their spare time. On LinkedIn, you find people who are, yeah, there with their professional profile, with their business. Of course, also you can find people there who want to do life coaching, for example, or some private topics, because you always are able to reach both their professionals, but also like people in a private context. But yeah, really find out what's the main platform for your target audience, and just go with that and try to master one platform in the beginning, and don't do too many at once.
Because it will drive you crazy.
Yes.
Already one can do that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's Instagram, but I'm learning. Anything else that could help our coaches listening?
Yeah, I think the main message that I want to tell people is get out there. Mm-hmm. Become visible, just show yourselves with good content, and really try to get to know your target group better and better, and iterate with your offerings and your communication, what you put out there. Then success will come. The more and more you get a feeling of your target group, the better you are able to offer something that really helps them. And this is, I think, the main important thing. All other factors, like what specific platform you are on and how you specifically structure your website and so forth, these are things that come later, that will become important, but only as soon as you got the basics right.
Cool. Thanks. Moritz, where can we find you online?
You can find our website, which is in German, at onlinewirksam.coach. And you can also find my personal LinkedIn profile, where I put out content about online marketing, about topics that are interesting to coaches. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for all these good tips.
Yeah, thanks. It was fun talking with you.
Yes, it was cool. Thank you. And thank you for listening.